American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios. High above the UNR campus with the best bathrooms or porta potties in the world. And the biggest little metal scene in the world. It's the worst little podcast, and we're here with my good friends Chewbacca,
Hello.
Dogwater Dick, Doc G, Waffle House, and Cyanate.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Nailed it.
Man. Yeah. Waffle House is rad.
Waffle House.
We got stories about waffles.
Yeah. Oh. No.
No. No, we don't.
Next question.
No. Welcome, Cyanate.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, we're stoked to be back.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
You were going to be on when everybody was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, we appreciate you saving us from that.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, shit, we lost that show.
Nice that it happened so quickly that you were able to come back in.
Yeah, yeah, we were going to take President's Day off like Patrick, but...
Yeah, Patrick really is into the presidents.
Yeah, he loves celebrator. The president, you guys.
He's a celebrator of that. Yeah.
Yep.
We made it up, and we thought it was going to snow because, up here in the north, we thought maybe we'd get some snow. Who knows by the time we walk out of the studio, but knock on wood, we'll be okay.
It was snowing on the way
up. I am dressed for snow.
Yeah.
You got your shorts on.
Yeah.
Short sleeve tee. No socks.
It's really not that cold. It's barely even 35 degrees out there. But it may snow.
Yeah, on the drive up, I was like, it's just wet out.
Yeah.
Not that bad.
Winter storm warning, whatever.
We shall see.
And then, like, as the forecast gets close, at first, when it's off in the distance, it's like, it's going to snow forever. It's going to be so cold. It's never going to end. And then as it gets closer, it's all, it might be mostly rain.
I don't know.
It weakens out as it happens.
We'll see.
That's what they keep telling us, Chewie. I'm just saying.
I mean, looking at the map is a lot of moisture.
There are people that want you to be afraid, Chewie. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not scared. So
don't be afraid.
Tune into the news.
It's gonna be
It's
kind of ironic now that my watch is going off with all weather bug alerts.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
If anybody gets the news, we need to leave the studio right away. Yeah. Let us know.
Oh, my God. It's an abominable snowman.
Avalanche warning.
That's wild. I was mountain biking last weekend, and now it's going to be snowboarding this weekend.
Yeah.
Nice.
Perfect.
Well, you guys that snowboard deserve a good weekend.
Yes.
It's been...
Oh, yeah. It's been dry.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Are you all snowboarders?
Scott snowboards. You snowboard.
I did. My daughter tried to teach me one year, and I got like five concussions on top of each other. And she's a professor. She teaches. She does not teach good snowboarding.
and did you ski before, or was that your first time trying to do anything?
No, I was a good skier, actually. But
Yeah, it's a different animal.
Totally
man.
Different thing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a snowboarder or a skier.
Hey, let's go around the room real quick so everybody knows your voices. So we got Scott, who was just on the mic about skiing.
Hey, I'm Scott. Hello.
What do you play?
I play guitar and, and
singing.
or vocals.
Screaming? Vocals?
Could scream. I could scream. Could sing a little here and there.
Right on. And then?
Jared. I play guitar and sing the pretty noises and also some of the not pretty noises.
Am I next? I'm next.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's nobody else in the room.
Okay.
And finally.
I'm Robert. I play the drums.
Nice. And so today we're going to be hearing tracks, and you guys have notoriously long tracks. So we just came into the show dry so you could tell us about the first track we're going to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. So this first one isn't a horribly long one. It's arguably, one of our shortest. It's definitely the shortest on the EP for sure. We just shot a music video for this. Shout out to Greg Dog Productions, and the actress in our video is a lovely lady by the name of Megan Tingle. The song is called Claustrophobic.
Not because
So it's like metal.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Jazz fusion.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
It's up to
we're not really into labels.
Yeah.
Fuck. So we had you guys on a couple years ago.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
So where's Dimitri tonight?
He actually got a little bit sick, unfortunately. He works at the hospital with all the crazies. And somebody, I don't know, probably coughed at him. And so he didn't want to come here and get everybody else sick.
Being in medical, it's like, oh my God, you get sick so much more.
And especially with the people he deals with, though.
Yeah, he deals with the high risk individuals who also want to hurt themselves and others.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I know that place.
Yeah.
There's a couple like that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's too bad he couldn't make it, but it's good to see you guys.
Yeah.
That song was awesome. There was a couple times in that song where there's like a real big bass hit. Like three different times, it sounded like almost like an 808.
Yeah.
Was that live drum, or did you guys put that in?
That's an 808. We just put it in on the track.
It was a nice touch. Yeah. Everybody loves the 808.
And you also did some snare kind of trickery.
Yeah, we got
too.
some good snare bombs in there leading in between the 808s.
Some backwards bullshit happening.
Yeah.
It was pretty neat. Yeah.
I love the gated guitar stuff where it's like, guitar stop.
Like that.
Yep. I love that shit.
Yeah, the tightly edited. I mean, that's just where it's at with production, unfortunately, these days. You kind of got it.
Especially in the genre.
Yeah.
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 And it's from an EP you guys have been working on that you got?
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, we started working on it in, March of last year. We had three songs written, which we'll play all three for you guys tonight. And it definitely took probably a little longer than we anticipated three songs to take, but I'm super happy with the product. I'm super happy with everything that we've put out and really the writing and production advancements that we've made as a group and since the last album. I think that's been really important.
Sounds clean. Sounds tight.
Thank
Hell
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a noticeable change in the new EP.
Yeah.
Sound wise, especially.
Where was it recorded?
We recorded it in five separate locations.
Yeah,
three songs in five locations.
Awesome. Yeah, exactly. It's like it's like dating a girl with five kids, three different baby daddies. I produced it, engineered it, mixed, mastered, and then we did it at five different locations. Some of it was at my house, some of it was at Scott's house, our jam space, our singer's step parents' house. Like, it was all over the place. And
but it's all DIY.
Yeah, but the fact that we were able to put it as something cohesive and
so great.
Really sound like
with all those cooks in the kitchen, that's pretty impressive.
It tested me a lot, and like I said, I couldn't be more happy with the performance that the guys put through and everything that we did on this. It's been incredible.
Where can we find that? Is it out? Have you released it?
Yeah, that song Claustrophobic came out December 5th. And we also did a full production video with that. So that's on YouTube, Spotify, Bandcamp, all those glorious websites. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're waterfalling all the releases individually.
Cool. Nice. Yeah, that's a good touch too.
Yeah, it helps goose the numbers. So people will listen to it on Spotify, and after 6-8 weeks, then the numbers start to dwindle a little bit, and we throw another one at them.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it gives us time to work on other things too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
It really is kind of a singles world now, not albums.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you put out EP. More EPs are coming out, it seems like, these days.
Yeah.
Long plays with concepts and shit,
Unless you're Tool, then it's like 13 years before you get an album out.
Yeah, right. You get like a brilliant album, but it's like fully cooked.
Right, yeah.
Actually, I just heard yesterday that Tool is releasing an album in 27 and talking to the Sphere about a residency.
I saw that too. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I already told my wife.
Yeah.
I don't care what
it
costs.
Yeah. I don't either. Jared's going to pay for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't care.
All the other stuff I've seen at the Sphere seems like it might be interesting, but if Tool's there, I'll definitely go to check that out.
Yep.
Yeah.
That seems like the penultimate.
Yeah.
Trip the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the reason that building was made.
Yeah. And how good those guys are with their visuals and their shows and stuff. I mean, they have with that.
I can only imagine what they're going to come up with.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Grateful Dead are like, Tool's just off.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, exactly.
David Lee Roth is like,
shaking in his boot.
When's my turn? When am I playing the Sphere? It's like, fuck, Eddie's dead, dude. I don't know if that's ever happening.
Playing over on Fremont, bud.
Yep.
Yeah.
playing at the park at the fair or something.
No offense, David Lee Roth.
You guys have been playing a lot, man, and I see you got some big bunch of festivals coming up and shit.
We do. The next one is going to be in about a week and a half. It's going to be at the Cypress in downtown Reno on February 26th. We are playing once again with Rivers of Nile. For those that don't know, you know, there's a local connection to that band. Jared Klein grew up here, went to school here, and he's the drummer for that band. He's now touring the world with them. Great dude.
Wow.
Super excited to be sharing the stage with them again. Yeah. The day after that, we're going to be playing our first headlining show in Sacramento. So we feel that's kind of a cool big deal there. We're playing at the Boardwalk in Orangeville.
Sacramento.
Yep. But kicking it back to the local connotation, on March 28th, we are playing the inaugural Inferno Festival in Fernley, Nevada, as direct support to Drowning Pool.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty dope. And then I saw a bunch of our friends are on the list for...
Yeah, Way to the Tide, Hired Fun, Changing the Design, Shoot to Thrill, a band from Portland called American Overdose... I think that's everybody, right?
Yeah, there's a
bunch of people. I think keep adding more too.
Yeah. Fernley's
definitely reachable for people too.
Yeah.
It's going to be real exciting too for this area to have that kind of a event.
Oh yeah.
To come in.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Drowning Pool's a big band to be playing East Nevada.
Right. the biggest show ever in Fernley.
Or the only show ever in Fernley.
It's not just music, too. They got motocross and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Rodeo.
Rodeo.
Yeah.
I feel like in the state of Nevada right now, like rock and roll and music scene and stuff are a little more vital farther east you go. Because I think rock and roll especially is like urgent, you know, like it's like a medicine. It's necessary for a town eventually. Yeah. And like we've been doing it here forever. And Carson City's even got a little scene going for quite like maybe 10 years now or more.
But like we're getting a little lazy and taking it for granted.
And
Eastern Nevada is like, we still need this.
Yeah. I think that's where like it's probably a little more fun. Sometimes, I mean, I don't know. It's probably fun for them to come to Reno. I know it is fun for them to come to Reno because who would make the drive? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right. But
it should be pretty cool. It's supposed to be like a 3-day festival with camping. There's going to be I don't know, sword fighting with knights, bonfires.
And, that's metal as fuck,
right?
Metal as fuck.
There's going to be some kind of like a rat rod car show. Really, shout out to the Fernley Aces, the arts cultural events. Something out there. Anyways, Fernley Aces, they're a nonprofit out there. So thanks to them for really taking this whole thing on and organizing this whole thing. So it's really
cool. Yes, we love Fernley. And send us more bands from Fernley, you guys. All right, let's hear the second song. What you got?
Oh, man, you want to tee this one up?
I'm not even sure which order we're going in. So so the wordy one, take it back over again.
Oh, man. So, this one is, this one's really, really kind of special to us, I think, because when we were writing the song, we didn't really think we had kind of anything special. And then as we went through the production process and we started hearing it back and the different production elements and things like that, we all kind of took a step back and was like, wow, this song really actually is something really special and really cool. It's definitely a departure from probably anything Cyanate's done in the previous eras of the band. We just dropped this one about 10 days ago, and it's already kind of catching on like wildfire with our fans and on the streaming services. We also did another full-scale production video with this one. Again, shout-outs Grey Dog Productions. Nick Bolentini is the actor in this one. I really highly recommend the video. It was a really fun shoot. But the song is called Fade Away. We hope you like it. We'll be right back.
Nice. It's fucking cool, man.
It's a big, heavy sound right
that's
there.
That's a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah.
Damn.
A lot of twists and turns. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Fuck.
Fucking super cool. All right. It's time to play a game, fellas. You already played the worst little quiz before, right?
Yeah.
All right. We're not going to do that today. Unless, did you guys have any questions you needed to ask?
No, I always forget those questions anyways.
Rick?
I'm always wondering, like, which ones did we not ask last time, but who knows? Yeah.
Okay. But I do have a game for you today. This is a segment we call Good Song, Bad Song with our friend John from Roxy Collie and Glitterbats.
Do any of you know John from Roxy Collie and Glitterbats?
Keyboardist.
I do.
I don't think so.
He's a bit of a music aficionado. Some people would say snob. But the story is me and him have these drives, and something will come on the radio, and it started because he was criticizing Elton John, who's like, you know, a renowned freaking.
Right.
How many Grammys have you gotten, sir?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Damn
he's
good
like,
song
this
writer.
Song is not a good song. And I'll tell you why. And so now we made a segment out of this.
Was
and
a tiny dancer?
The game is to guess whether it's a good song or a bad song, according to John. And I'll give you the.
So wait, let me get this right. Did he say Tiny Dancer was a good song or a bad song?
Is that the song even?
I don't know if it was Tiny Dancer. I don't think it was.
Crocodile Rock or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't even remember.
God, I really
think it was
Rocket
Man. Rocket Man.
Rocket Man's a good
song. I like Rocket Man.
I mean,
myself.
Rocket Man is a good song, I got to say.
He told me why wasn't a good song.
Did William Shatner cover any other Elton John songs? Hey, I rest my case.
Did he?
Boom. There you have it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not to say that John is wrong, and the opinions of good song,
yeah, that's
bad
true,
song,
yeah. There's
John,
no right or wrong with your opinion.
Are
no,
John's opinions, and not don't reflect the show.
It's would our music podcast. Snobby friend say this was a good song or a bad song?
Oh, that's okay. The game. What information are you going to give us, Nick?
All right, today's artist is Eric Burdon and the band War.
It's a good song.
Are you saying good?
I don't need to hear anything else.
Good?
I say good.
I'm going to go different. I'm going to say bad.
All right. Jerry with the bad.
Bad.
Robert with bad. Rick, what do you say?
And which was the band again?
Eric Burdon and War.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
shit.
I know
I'm going to say
song.
Bad.
Yeah, it's a
everybody song. Probably guess which song it is, but
it's a good ass song.
All right. Let's see what John said.
All right. Another episode of Good Song, Bad Song with Nick and John. John, is this a good song?
I'm going to say this is very much not a good song. I think that it's just an electronic Casio-style loop, and then just, like, some guy just kind of singing over it. There's no planning to this song. I think they made this up off the top of their heads. This is lazy, and I don't like it.
Damn.
There you have it, folks. Spill the Wine by Eric Burdon and the Animals.
Okay.
Not a good song.
He wrote that song about a dream he was having. It's like it's laid out in there. It's not just made up.
I love that song, actually. Yeah.
And also, that's war. It's not like
it's war, not the animals.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it's not a. It's not like a loop or electronic loop. He said.
No, I had to. I had to school him after that. I'm all, dude, that's a flute. He's all, no, and I'm all, look it up, and he does, and he's all, oh shit, this was like year was that song? Yeah. It's like 1970.
In John's defense, flutes do sound fake. Okay.
Yeah.
Flutes might even be made up, like Dark Matter or the Moon Landing.
Yeah, you know, you might be right. That might be alien technology.
Yeah, we had a flute in the last song that we just played, which is something I never thought I'd say about a cyanide song.
Yeah, I know.
You know, the flute part.
There's a fucking harp in that song. Are you kidding me?
Hey, Jethro Tull won the Heavy Metal Award that one year, right?
Yeah. He beat out Metallica, the Black Album.
Weird, yeah.
Talking about flutes.
Yeah.
Wild. Fucking
some
flute.
People would agree with that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was quite a controversy.
John needs to listen to that song closer. It's really, it tells a story. It's really
yeah, I don't think he was familiar with it. He thought it was a more modern song.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's like, it sounds like an 80s song. And I'm like, nah, man, that's like fucking 70s.
But what he's saying is that it sounds like they could try harder.
It's a vibe, dude. Yeah. It's like a party vibe.
Okay.
It's in every like coming of age movie that is centered around the 70s.
So
you know?
What is so bad about
it's
that?
In, yeah.
But wait, I guess that he wouldn't like good. It. Who else guessed he wouldn't like it?
Robert and I did.
Robert
I
just want to
point out who the winners are.
Yeah, okay. You guys were
Robert
right.
Robert and Jerry, you win some stickers from the Worst Little Podcast.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going on the coffin.
Damn right it is.
Yes. So, you guys got some shows coming up, and also people can get a hold of you on the internet to make sure.
Yeah, keep track of upcoming news?
Yep. We're on all the typical social medias from Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
Linktree, if that's...
The other one that steals that your data.
MySpace.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We're just about everywhere. And cyanateband@gmail.com if you're really old school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you want a book, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
There you have it,
if you
folks.
Need some metal.
We really like these new stickers.
You could check my OnlyFans.
Oh, that's Jared's other job.
That makes more money.
Yeah. It definitely makes
higher pay. That's how we fund everything.
Yeah, I'm definitely not getting paid doing cyanate.
Not yet.
You get paid?
Yeah, no, that's the problem.
Well, right along, you guys. Let's talk about how often you practice. What does it take to be that tight and play 9 minute long songs?
And you guys have like a serious production, right? Like it's...
Yeah.
Oh, with the screens and everything, yeah.
Like a big deal.
Yeah. Oh, you have audio visual?
Yeah, we have 5x5 foot.
Their own monitors,
video
like
screens
everything.
With videos and
things that go along with every song that we have. Videos that go
They're
along
all
that's production.
Everything that's in time, in sync with everything. Kind of like it's really awesome. It's like going to a festival, like a big festival show.
Yeah.
It's what I believe that I'm in every time we practice.
Yeah.
No, that's
that helps with the illusion when you have all those things. You're like, look, check me out. I'm at a big, huge festival all the time.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, sometimes they have a lot of power. They generate take a lot of power. So we've blown circuits a couple of times.
gone to
shows and things like that. You know, the smaller venues, we can't always deploy the screens, unfortunately. So, you know, we still have to actually be okay as a band, I guess.
Yeah.
We can't just rely on the visuals to carry us into the end of the night.
Damn it.
But they do help. They do help.
So, like...
How often do you guys get together and practice?
Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah.
That was it. We practice twice a week, all the time, every time.
Yeah.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, man, we are there from like 3 o'clock till 7 o'clock.
Cool.
You guys all live here in Reno?
Yes.
That helps.
Do
you guys have like a van that you take all this stuff in and you all travel in together when you go out of town?
Yes.
We
bought a van.
Yeah.
Actually.
I got the van from a nice Mormon couple in Northern California, and there was a couple of funny stickers on there. One of them is a blessed sticker with a heart. And that has remained on the van
because
we're a metal band, right?
You're blessed.
Yeah. It fits with us.
Yeah. The other one was something about religion, abortions, and guns, and that one was promptly removed.
And we still have our windows for that.
Yes, absolutely.
Right on. So how often do you guys get out of town, and where are some of the coolest places you've played?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah, that is a good question.
Modesto always treats us really, really well.
Modesto loves
it. It's weird. Yeah.
1870 Brewery.
Yeah. Yep. Shout out to Shane, TRG Productions.
Yeah.
And Modesto.
Great guy. Yeah.
They've like got a really, really, their metal scene, their music scene is really
top-notch.
Well, you know, the really Central Valley of California really has a tradition of rad, like hate music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
that's for lack of a better word, but you know, just like aggressive.
Angry.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The Modesto metal scene is top notch, man.
Right.
We got some great friends at Hellheart, as well as Seaside Massacre. They're actually out of the Yuba area, but they just got signed. Congrats to them.
Yeah.
Venom and Vixen is a management company out of Sacramento that always treats us really, really well. We don't work with them particularly in that capacity as a band and band manager kind of a thing, but they definitely help us out with a lot of shows and stuff like that. They're great people.
Oh, we played the Goldfield too. That was
Goldfield, Roseville, and Midtown.
Harlow's too in Sacramento was awesome.
Yeah,
I like that venue.
Yeah, Harlow's is really cool for a smaller place.
Yeah,
but it was super good sound and really cool room.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to be taking a really large tour in the end of July and August. We're going to be going on about a 16-date tour run through Northern California, the Pacific Northwest, and we're actually going to be heading internationally. Cyanate is going to Canada. But we can't tell you where yet. So tune in to our Facebook on Sunday.
Go next week. And
this coming Sunday.
This coming Sunday, we will be able to announce the lineup and the festival that we are playing in Canada.
Hell yeah.
You're telling us about it a little bit off mic, and it sounds rad. So everybody should check that out next week. Get on there and find out the deets.
Yeah, so it's going to be – that is going to be so –
It's going to
so
be a fun, fun run.
It's going to be wild.
How long are you up there for? Like just a couple days or?
Yeah, the festival's going to be 4 days, I think, 3-4 days. And we'll have to cross somewhere the border a little bit early. Yes, somewhere in an undisclosed location.
Somewhere across the
It's not that big a country. You guys could probably fly.
Yeah, we're fine.
I went up to Canada a while back for like 10 days, and it was super duper fun. If I could cut it down to 4 days, I think it would have been fucking the best.
Yeah.
Like, because we didn't get paid a lot, and I was eating hot dogs by the end of the 10 days, you know? So it's a bit of a struggle. But I love fucking Canada. What part of Canada? Oh, we can't tell.
We can't discuss. We'll talk about
I'll
that off air.
Tune in Sunday to find out.
Yeah.
But if it's Vancouver, fuck, dude, I love that town.
Vancouver's
That's a great place.
Did you ever get to see a moose live?
No.
No?
No, I wish.
I really hope I do.
I know, I hope I do.
I really want to see a moose in person.
I've heard there's moose coming down into Elko County now. So
really?
You might,
well, that's cool.
You can go up north.
From where?
Sorry,
from
folks. Park's closed. Oh, Moose out front should have told you.
We hit a deer on tour once.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Dude, and let me preface this by the deer was fine.
Yeah.
It was wild.
As
the band.
Oh, wow.
And
the band
was not
everybody
dent.
Was
just
okay.
Like a mutual... Oh, we bumped into each other.
We shook hands and parted ways.
It was like a shoulder bump at a show.
Yeah,
little kiss.
Basically kissed him. Get out of the road.
Yeah. Is that the one with the blessed sticker on it?
Yeah.
No,
no,
no. This was a it was a rent. We borrowed it actually, didn't we?
Yeah, that was our singer's stepdad's van.
Oh man!
Surprise! We got in an accident with the van.
Oh, he didn't know.
No.
No, he
had a sticker that said cursed.
Sounds like that could have been worse.
Oh yeah.
Could have been way worse.
Especially if it was a moose.
Oh, right. Man, a moose.
Yeah, moose is taking your vehicle out.
Yeah.
I mean, a deer, a dog will, really, if you're going fast enough and you hit it right. A moose will fuck you up.
We were going pretty fast, though.
No, we were not, because
we
were going, and I'm driving, and driving. I'm like, man, this does not look familiar. We should be going, somewhere else. Come to find out that later on down the road, Jared is like, holy shit, yeah, we should have turned like 60 miles back or something. And remember when we were going?
I was asleep. Don't blame this on me. Well, this is your GPS, motherfucker. I hadn't slept in 5 days.
Whoever was next to me then. I
think it was me.
Yeah, Robert was sitting shotgun.
Yeah, because I was like, oh shit, a deer. And then...
and then as I'm waking up to the brake lights blinding my face, I'm like, Scott, you need me to drive?
Where'd that happen at? You remember?
Right outside of Susanville.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were coming in north out of Red Bluff, coming from the north out of Red Bluff.
Yeah, we were supposed to take like a right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And didn't. Kept on going straight and went into like mountain country. And,
Yeah.
So it added like an extra 2 or 3 hours to our trip.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That would be a bad place to get broke down because you hit a deer too.
Yeah.
So, man, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Much, much worse.
Could have been way worse, but that was a fun tour. That was really our first tour that we'd actually done together, and that was a great one. It was actually the last time we played with the Rivers of Nile. That was when we embarked on that run.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
That was
so
fun.
When you got home from the run, did you guys feel like, all right, we're a band, we're bonded, this is going to work out? Or
I think so.
I mean, obviously. But...
I mean, there was moments, right?
There was moments.
Yeah, we all want to kill each other at some point.
There were moments where I was like, yeah,
especially the glasses.
Make it home.
Especially the glasses.
I know, I was
going
to bring it up. Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
I had to bring up the sunglasses.
Swear to God.
Yeah, things happen on tour.
Yeah.
But yeah, once you get home and everything's good.
I think the road trip is like another level true test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Yeah. Test that fat couch failed miserably in Carlin one time.
Yeah. We've got an F. Not even an F plus, an F minus, dude. That one sucked.
Tell that story someday.
Yeah, I'm sure we've told it.
Yeah, I've heard it from all the members of Fat Couch in different points of view.
Yeah, but mine is the truth.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Mine next. Really happened.
Just like John didn't like that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Truth is relative.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely get to get used to each other's idiosyncrasies and try farts. Not to push each other's buttons. But obviously, you know, you're around people for 5, 7, 8, 16 days in a small space. You smell like ass.
And there's nowhere to go to get away.
Yeah. Yep. And then the show comes around and you have to be turned right back on, right? You've got to be in show mode. And you've got to engage with people and you've got to
right
become
back
a
in,
t-shirt
in
salesman.
The van or in the room.
Yeah. And then it's just, you know, wash, rinse, repeat.
Yep.
But, you know, there's no no group other men in this world that I would rather share a smelly shitbox van with.
Now, that's the thing we've noticed, you know, with bands is if you got the camaraderie down, you can teach somebody how to play a fucking shit.
Oh,
like, compared to, like, a really skilled player who's just not fun to be with.
Yeah.
You know.
You got to have a hang guy.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Somebody who fits the click, who's got the chemistry vibe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said. I mean, any band, it's like you spend so much time with your bandmates, it's another marriage.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes it's more. I mean,
it's
you spend more time with your bandmates.
Polyamorous. Right. Polyjamorous.
Polyjamorous.
Ooh. Trademark that word.
I like it.
Which is complicated.
Very complicated.
Ask John from Good Song, Bad Song.
Yep.
But
he knows.
He knows.
But
he's in a lot of bands.
It's true. It's true. So what's coming up? This will come out on Thursday. Your announcement comes out on Sunday.
Yep.
And then all them festivals we talked about, Worst Little Podcast.
See you in Fernley.
Rad shows.
Yep.
We got a bunch of rad shows for March. I got good news for the crew here at the Dogwater. We will definitely be having hot, fresh nachos at the end of March.
What?
Yep, that's right.
Did you get a food truck for one of the shows?
Nacho Bitch is playing this fucker, and that's how they roll.
That's even better.
So a bunch of new stuff. Cadillac Kim is out. We want to say a big shout out to her. We haven't seen her in a week. She's been working so hard. And let's see. We got all our guys here tonight. I want to say, what's the new intern's name?
Pancakes.
Flip-flop.
Oh, pancakes.
Pancakes.
Flapjacks.
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 Flapjack. Waffle House.
Thanks for being back, Flapjacks.
We're also really digging Frog Pond. That's kind of a...
Frog
you said
pond?
That by accident last week, and...
Yeah.
Listen, Frog Pond.
Is there a story behind this name?
Yeah, we need to know. We need to know.
Well, that's our intern. They don't get their names until they graduate. Like Doc G. Grom, he gets his name if he wants it, but he goes by Doc G around
Doc
here.
Doc G's a cool name, yeah.
Cool, he got a cool name.
Better than Ragmop or whatever and then some of the other ones.
Yeah.
I don't want to know how he got his name.
That doesn't sound like a good one.
Swamp Crotch. Remember that one?
Swamp Crotch. Oh. They didn't work out.
I would rather
like one day.
The Dirty Mop one.
One day, and they were like, bye.
I had to buy a new chair. So, that was
yikes.
Awful.
Just did not work out.
Yeah, I want Patrick to be a crawdad or craw. What'd you call him, Chewy? Was it crawfish? I forgot.
Crawfish.
Yeah, that's a
crawdad. Yeah,
way better.
That's a good name.
Crawdaddy.
So, yeah, I like flapjacks.
Flapjacks is a good name. Yeah,
but Frog Pond is really good confused. Too.
Waffle House has too many syllables.
Frog legs.
Well, if he ever doesn't show up to the podcast, you'll know it's a state of emergency.
Yeah. Well.
Yep.
Or hungry.
And Patrick too, like he's out being romantic with
he's celebrating President's Day with his old lady.
It makes sense young lady. To like screw Valentine's Day. I went to sushi with Book Club and Fee on Valentine's Day, and it just sucked. It took like 30 minutes to be seated.
Oh man,
and the food took forever. Just because all these people love each other, like I fucking care.
Yeah,
you know?
Check it out. Why didn't you go today like me and my wife did to sushi?
Yep.
We went to sushi.
Exactly.
And we got in like that.
My wife and I did Valentine's a week before, and we went to the new steakhouse at the J, which was bitchin' fucking awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it was so good. But it was like totally casual. We just went in, we ate, and everything was just normal. But then we went on Valentine's Day. She and I went to the GSR to go play darts and just wanted to get some dinner. Every restaurant at the GSR was... hour and a half wait.
God.
We had to sneak into Johnny Rockets after waiting for 20 minutes, and that's like the least romantic restaurant at the GSR.
My wife's birthday is the day after Valentine's Day, so
oh,
it's like,
God.
I like to wait till like, you know, the start of the next week before I go anywhere.
Do anything.
She's all right with it, though. I think she fell asleep for the last 2 days anyway. So, yes, no restaurant.
Nailed it. You're going to L.A., though, this weekend, right?
Yeah, I have to take her to L.A. She's going to a show in L.A.
Nice.
That'll be fun.
She deserves it.
Yeah.
Like a rock show or something?
She's Hispanic, so it's some Mexican, big Mexican band. I don't know, but I'm watching the kid while I drop her and her parents off.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, bueno. That'll be cool.
Muy bueno.
Me and my wife just, we both got each other a box of candy and a card, and we were getting ready for Pauline's big birthday on Sunday.
Yeah, that was fun, too.
Our five-year-old.
Nice.
That was a cool experience. Hey, man, did you get to see all the Lego shit there at the...
Yeah, yeah. Discovery the Museum's got this
I didn't know they were still doing that.
Really
they
cool are, man. Lego.
It's amazing.
Nice.
Exhibit.
It's impressive.
And my wife saw, did you see this one? Did you see this one? I'm like, no. Fuck, I thought I saw the whole thing.
They had one room
apparently...
on like the northeast corner of the building. They had this all these beautiful Lego sculptures. And we thought that was it. But then we went over to the other side of the building and there was just like a whole nother...
I missed a whole
bunch
section.
Of sculptures, yeah.
Wow.
It was neat.
I had a company party there one time. They kicked us out. They wouldn't let us back in anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said, you guys can't come here anymore.
Drunk and disorderly?
Yeah.
At the kids' museum?
Yeah.
Yep.
Quit stealing the Legos.
They had free, it was free wine and beer. And I was like, that's probably a bad idea.
It's when Robert was eight.
Yeah. He was still drinking beer and wine.
Yeah, exactly. You can't tell me what to do. You're not my dad.
I do what I want.
Yeah, I guess they do have like adults only nights, like Halloween and stuff.
Yeah, my daughter and her Girl Scout troop got to spend the night there one time when they had that sloth hanging out there.
Really?
Yeah, and they got to sleep in the room with the sloth, I think.
Whoa, crazy.
Yep. But the sloth, of course, was in its aquarium or whatever they live in.
Yeah,
they were like crawling around. But they were like girls sleeping in sleeping bags and a sloth is just roaming around.
What's this touching me? It's very
but it's easy to sleep around a sloth because they just really just move all
Do they?
Yeah.
It's like it takes them 3.5 hours to get over to your sleeping bag from the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah. By then, they're just all fuck it.
It's boring time.
I forgot what I was coming over here for.
You know.
But right on. So I'm glad everybody had a good Valentine's Day weekend. Yeah. It seems like especially for me with my daughter's birthday and then me and my wife's anniversary is the end of January. So like from fucking Thanksgiving till now, it's like fucking holidays and all this shit. And now it's like get back into podcast and band stuff.
Yeah, hopefully summertime one of these days.
It was like summertime yesterday.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. It was supposed to be off.
It was so nice.
But
yesterday.
I want to see leaves on the trees. I want to be able to like be out in my shorts and t-shirt at midnight sitting on my back porch.
Well, comfortable. That's what Scotty's doing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing
you know
stopping Scott.
You know, it'll be a blizzard. He'll still be in that.
Yeah. I only wear pants for signage.
Yeah, you dress like a drummer. See, I get it when the drummer dresses that way because they fucking sweat their balls off. And, even with the cut sleeve shirts, I get that, you know, like that makes sense. But, and you probably sweat your balls off playing guitar.
Yeah.
So,
we get a little moist.
Yeah.
We get a little swamp crotchy.
How long are your sets usually?
God, the problem is we're getting better, so the sets are longer.
Yeah.
We miss the days of 30-minute sets.
30-minute sets, usually like four songs, three or four songs.
Oh, shit, yeah. You're right.
I'm waiting for the 7:47, an hour and a half to 2-hour sets.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
We've done hour-long sets a couple of times, and it's rough, man.
Yeah, it is.
Like, you can sit there and practice all the songs back to front, two times in a row, and it's still not as taxing as doing the set for an hour straight.
Yeah, oh my
entertaining,
God.
Moving the whole thing. Like,
especially
just,
you, Robert. I mean, fuck, it's really fast music.
I'm changing wardrobe this next tour and stuff too. I'm just gonna be in like not have a t-shirt and just wear overalls. So I used to wear just a black button-up shirt, but it would be soaking wet at the end of it. I could wring it out. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's dressing like Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Yeah.
Hillbilly
Jim. Got my straw hat.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But us up front, we still got to wear pants.
Yeah. Thank God.
Sorry, Scott.
Well, right on, everybody out there. Go check out Sign 8. You guys want to tell us about the last song we're going to hear? And then I'll sign off.
Yeah, absolutely. So this one is yet to be released. We're not sure exactly when we're going to release it, but we will have actual physical media at our shows coming up where you can purchase a version of this song. So that will be fun. This song is the third and final song on the EP. It's called Synthetic Overload.
Very cool. All right. For everybody who couldn't be here today and for everybody who showed up, and for the Reverend Rory Dowd and Lord Strice, I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short and we love you. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Metal!
Metal!
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Face and all you know.